Quintus Hayes was fatally shot by police officer Andrew Hurst in February with an AR-15 rifle. Hayes' family, along with Don't Shoot Portland and other community organizers, are demanding that the case be put before a federal court. KBOO's Teresa Mitchell spoke with Donna Hayes, Quintus Hayes' grandmother, about the case.
You tried to talk to the city council earlier today?
No, that was last Wednesday.
Oh, last Wednesday.
Uh-huh. And so they wouldn't let me. They wouldn't let me go at 2 o'clock, neither time. So what we did, we went over to the process and got a councilwoman to okay it. And so I got May 24th at 2 o'clock. They told me 10:05, but they changed it to 2 o'clock, which I'm glad. Because, the gentleman that was, it's the anniversary of a man that was, a young man, I think he was like either 22 or 25, was killed by police. They drug his name through the mud, talked about he was had a felony and that he was a criminal and drug addict. But they shot him, okay? They say they give a warrant. So they having that on the 24th. So they'll be able to come after that march they having on the 24th because it's at 2 o'clock. But for me, I'm looking forward to coming to the city council because I let my daughter do the talk. It was her child that she lost. But I lost something too. That was my grandchild. That was a close grandchild of mine. You know, he's up in age. We could talk. We had an understanding. You know, I knew he loved me. And I lost him. On his knees with his hands in the air. I read the transcripts. It's so many conflicting views. In the last one that I read, because I haven't went past 275, I'm having a hard time with it, the chief came down and said, well, when they lied, it said, oh, only one person was speaking at the time. The chief said, I heard everybody speaking. So we got a child on his knees with his hands up in the air, confused. They got a person, the only person with a lethal, that does lethal, the lethal weapon, was a person that had it last time that the government is in on because of him. You know, why would they give him a gun? They could have gave anybody on the planet a gun other than him. Let him hold a beanbag or the taser. Because I'd rather see my grandson hit with a beanbag, whining and complaining about how slow he is, or the taser that he'll remember to chill every time he think about it. I'd rather have that, because he would have been alive. We'd have had something to talk about. Yeah, I told him he was on his knees. They gave different descriptions of he was squatting, he was on his knees, he was on his belly. What's true? We had one policeman saying, let me go through my notes. So he got notes. What I don't understand is the grand jury process. I don't understand it. It's one way for policemen and another way for other people. Because other people, you cannot be there. You cannot have a lawyer there. But he can be there. He had his lawyer there. He had the union there.
So he had and representation and we had none. He was my great-grandson. There was none. We weren't there. We weren't permitted to participate in it at all.
And now the big lie that's going around now is the police officer said, I told him that he shouldn't be carrying a replica gun. That's a lie.
Okay. Was it the same cop that shot him with a rifle that
no,
said that?
No, this was another female there. I talked to that lady. She talked to my daughter on the night that my grandson was sitting in a stolen car. His friend had stolen a car, and he's sitting in the passenger seat. That's all he was. That's all they told us. Oh, he was just sitting in the passenger seat. We're sending him home. So he was coming to my house. I'm staying with my mother. He was coming to our house. I had called his uncles and everybody coming. Come on and get Moose because he can't stay here. It's not enough room. First of all, he never made it to the house. After they said that they seen him, and I called a couple of times. They said, oh, he should almost be there. But he never made it. But never once did they mention a replica gun. I think that would have been important to tell his mother he's sitting in a stolen car with a replica gun. But they didn't tell her. So I don't believe it was he had a replica gun in that car.
So you were calling this afternoon, you're calling for a national investigation?
Yes.
That's what we want.
We want the federal government to investigate. This is bull. This is the same man they had to come in and investigate before. So I don't understand why they're not jumping into this right away. We got big idiot back here shooting up people again.
But yeah, they filed suit against Portland, the federal government, for the same thing, Mr. Heavy with the police.
And it involved that man, Andrew Hurst, and two other people. It involved them. And now he's back into another one. And they should be back. Because I guarantee you, give him 3, 4, 5 more years, somebody else going to be die at his hand. Because this man got a taste of blood, and he loved it. I can't.
Anytime he can shoot a child on their knees, he loved killing.
And
he really did.
Okay, they didn't even tell us he was shot in the head. We got the death certificate, and that's how we found out. They never told us anything. You know, we didn't find out that he was dead for hours. Hours. I found out his girlfriend got in touch with me on Facebook. And so I got in touch with the rest of the family, and we got in touch with Venus. Because I called the police department. They wouldn't give me no information. They wouldn't let me come down. Nothing. And I'm like, okay, you dealt with me before. Why can't I come? And so we got Venus, and we went down there because we didn't want to tell Venus that our son was dead until we found out it was true. And it was a horrible feeling when we sat there and they showed that picture. And they knew that was him. They could have contacted us. This happened in the morning. This is evening, night, dark outside. How come we just now finding out? All our information, we found out on the news.
And the one that was with the guy that shot him, he said, I remember him from way back when we got him in a stolen car. If he remembered him, why couldn't he tell us? He was there when they shot him.
That was a female.
And, well, a female or male. But they recognized him. Why couldn't they tell the family?
Said, Portland keeps everything as a dirty little secret. You know, that little boy, Christopher, I cannot pronounce his last name. We got a blog, a little article, and he gone on, he puffed the magic dragon. He's gone. We don't hear nothing else about it. How I found out that he's still in people's mind was I'm sitting on Facebook again, and they're having a memorial 1 year from his death. All these shootings, I think it's all what they're doing to keep it quiet because they don't want to mess with tourism. They don't want to mess with the people that's coming and moving in. Them big old tall buildings they're building in North Portland, Northeast Portland, they got to be filled. We can't afford them. So they got to be filled. So that's not scared of people. Let them keep coming.